Federal regulators allowed media companies and more television stations and to own a newspaper and a broadcast outlet in the same city. Media companies welcome the changes. They say the old rules were outmoded and inappropriate for the modern media world of cable TV, satellite broadcasts, and the Internet. But critics fear the eased restrictions will lead to a wave of mergers and give a few giant companies control of even more of what the public sees, hears, and reads. Kate Bulkley is a London-based journalist. She writes about media and telecommunications. So, Kate, how is this decision to loosen the rules today being viewed outside of the United States?
Well, certainly in the UK, it's being viewed with great interest for a number of reasons. The main one is that the UK is in the midst of deregulating or liberalizing its own media laws. And so whatever the FCC is doing is of great interest over here. There's a communications bill that's being looked at right now. It will probably be introduced to the next parliament this autumn. And it basically opens up the market to allow, for example, an American company like Viacom or Disney to come in and buy one of the main TV broadcasters. And that's gotten a lot of people concerned that we're going to lose the special character of British, television.
One of the other interesting things that is happening in that bill going through Parliament now, as you mentioned, is not only are they thinking of loosening the ownership rules, but also at the same time increasing the mandate for higher quality programming and sort of local programming. So those two things would go hand in hand, which is not what we're seeing happening here in the United States.
Right. It's one of the main constructs of the deregulation. So there's a lot of debate about how you actually make that balance work.
Yeah, that all has to do with quality, but then there's also the concern of freedom of the press in general. I mean, the FCC decision itself is being portrayed by some as a blow to freedom of the press, saying that further consolidation of media control means the silencing of certain viewpoints. Has that been a concern elsewhere where this kind of deregulation has gone on, and has that actually proven true?
Yes, I mean, I think there's two examples outside of the U.S. that's kind of come to mind. One is the U.K. and one is Italy. In the U.K., one of the concerns about liberalizing the ownership of the media outlets, and in particular television, is that Mr. Rupert Murdoch, who obviously already owns and runs something called The Sun, which is the largest selling daily tabloid newspaper in the UK, it sells about 3 million copies a day, and The Times, which is a more broadsheet type newspaper. He also owns Sky Television, which is the leading pay television platform in the UK. Whether if you allow him to get into owning Channel 5 or Channel 3, if that won't have a problem in terms of media concentration. Many, many voices in Britain are concerned about that. And the reason is, of course, as we've seen in the past election that got Labour into power, is that, you know, if The Sun decides it's pro or con somebody, you know, they can sway a lot of votes. And so one of the things that Tony Blair was very concerned about in the last election was making sure that he kept The Sun newspaper on his side. So we've seen that happen here. In Italy, of course, you have an even more, extreme example where Silvio Berlusconi, who is the prime minister of the country, also happens to be the head of the largest, you know, media company in the country. He controls three of the five major television channels. And then, of course, with his other hat on as prime minister, he controls, to a certain extent, RAI, which is the public broadcasting stations. And in fact, over the past year or so, there's been a huge hue and cry in Italy, which so far Mr. Berlusconi has succeeded in putting down. There certainly has been a huge loss of voice in that country.
Yeah, how so? I mean, what has it meant in terms of what people in Italy could see or read or hear?
Well, it means that basically if Berlusconi decides that this is what he wants the government to do or what his plan, he basically controls all the media outlets, certainly the television media outlets, which is a fairly, as you know, very powerful medium. So, you know, you will not hear, let us say, a negative government or a negative Berlusconi interview on Rai or on any of his channels. Let us say the journalists have become hostage to the corporate ownership of their channel. And the public broadcasters also are under the thumb of Berlusconi because he, for example, in the last year, he's actually fired the head of RAI and replaced it with his own people. So people are accused something, but it's very difficult because he controls basically the lion's share of the media.
Well, you know, there is a controversy here about Clear Channel, which owns about 10% of the radio stations here in the United States, and its close ties or perceived close ties with the Bush administration. Of course, it is a different situation here as well because people have access to satellite stations, cable stations, the Internet. I mean, it doesn't sound like a narrowing of choices.
Well, we have access to cable and the Internet and satellite in Europe as well. It's hard to sort of make a grand statement about Europe, but basically there are alternate technologies, and you can definitely argue that, you know, there are other ways to get your news or your information if you go to the Internet and things like that. I still think, and this may just be my personal opinion, that television is a very, very powerful medium. And so if someone controls all the television, or let's say there's only a few voices in television, that definitely is a certain amount of loss of voice.
Kate Bulkley, journalist based in London, who writes about media and telecommunications. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.